Friends, to be honest, I didn't expect that many to come because of the subject. You know, the power of prayer, no doubt, each one of you has had at least once in your life the experience of such a power. Because otherwise, not so many of you would ask the Universal House of Justice, for example, to put someone on the prayer list. Isn't that true? So you believe in the power of prayer, and certainly most of us have had such an experience. So I try to cover cases which you may not necessarily have experienced. But I think we should remember one fact, that is that Abdu'l-Bahá tells us that the state of prayer is the best of conditions. The state of prayer is the best of conditions. For man is then associating with his God. So, to associate with God is to have a special connection with God. Yeah? It is a special, personal, individual way to meet this what we call God, which we cannot define, but which we ascribe all that we do not possess as such. I'll show that there is a way of associating which you all will recognize, but not in a way that we could say we are like or we are ever coming close to God. We are never near to God as such. But within the range of the possibilities, we can associate as Abdu'l-Bahá says, it's the best of all conditions. Now, of course, as it is an individual experience, it is also, each individual has his or her own way of associating, of coming close. Yeah? So allow me to start off with a personal experience. When I was small, many years ago, and around, let's say, three, four, my grandmother was not a Baha'i. She was a good Christian, Protestant. She put up in the room where I slept, she put up quite a big picture. And it was of a little child, very small still, that was about to pick a toadstool. You know what a toadstool is? It's a poisonous mushroom. It looks beautiful. It has a nice stem, white stem, and red on top, and white dots. Perhaps then you realize. But it is dangerous to eat this thing. So this little child tries to pick this mushroom. There's a big, big angel in the background, you know, gray, not very bright, but gray, and making this. Yeah, you laugh, friends. However, for me, it was... It obviously, if you laugh, obviously it had an effect. Because, you know, I learned through this that there is something behind me protecting me. Yeah? So in a way, and of course my mother used this to say, you pray. Yeah? So I learned to accept this power that was to protect me in a very realistic way. Yeah? And I guess many children have this experience. But in a sense, because this angel was so gray and so looking so strict, I had what Baola calls the fear of God. Yeah? I respected God. I felt this was an unusual power. The fear of God was as what I felt was necessary. Baola says, is in tablets, he says, this fear of God is man's true protector and his spiritual guardian. So, this was for me the true protector, spiritual guardian. Now, when I grew up, I was a bit older and went to school and whatever. Whenever I left my house or my home, my mother always, I mean, it never happened, and I waited until she did it, but she always said, the Lord protect and guide you. Yeah? Always. What happened to her? She didn't think of an angel or something like this, but she thought of a power that would protect me when she was not able to. Yeah? And it is interesting, friends, because when I was small, and of course somewhat influenced by my Christian grandmother, who I liked very much, she always told me that God was like a father. So it was very normal for me to think that a father, and of course my father was also a little bit strict, so this is the way fathers are, loving but strict. Yeah? Therefore, they have this power. My mother, however, she used Lord. She didn't speak about father or even God. She said, the Lord. Yeah? You will find that in our prayers, very often we find Lord as an expression for that God is mighty and powerful. Lord, a superior. Yeah? So in a way it is the same. Fear of God or trust in God to protect and guide. Now if you take a prayer which I was then, as a child, was used to, which is of Abdul Baha, who says, O God, guide me, protect me. Make of me a shining lamp and a brilliant star. Thou art the powerful, the mighty. Yeah? This all forms us when we pray. Not necessarily each one of us as a child, but in a way I described fear of God, trusting God, and realizing that He is the powerful, the mighty. And in this sense, Baola says, this is in tablets, he says, there is no power nor strength but in God alone. Power is only with God, no one else. No one in creation has power but God. However, Baola tells us in Ica and other holy writings very clearly that God, when He created, He put into everything a sign of Him. And He said, but in man, He put, as a potential, all the signs of God. Therefore, one of the signs of God certainly is power. So if God has all the power, he's the only one with power. Nevertheless, within us as a potential must be also this ability to receive, to show power. But it has to come through God. If it does not, then you realize what confusion and chaos we have in the world if we wield worldly powers. That's not of which I speak. I only speak of the power of prayer, which is the power coming from God and which we request, because each prayer, all what we do in prayer, is to request. Yeah? It is a desire. It is a longing to partake. In this sense, because we have this sign of power within us, we are able to receive the power of God through prayer. Now, there is a condition. It is very clearly so that we can receive the power only on certain conditions. Let me give you the first. It is that Baha'u'llah said, no, sorry, it is Abdu'l-Bahá in Baha'i World Faith, that is when he gave a talk in the United States. He said, prayer is indispensable. And it is obligatory. And man, under no pretext, is excused performing the prayer. Indispensable, obligatory, no excuse. Why? Because otherwise, all these signs that are within us, this what you could call divine virtues and qualities within us, is dormant, remains dormant. It's not used. And the older we get, the less we use these, the worse it becomes. So there is a need to have prayer to open up this power. Yeah? Take, for example, the obligatory prayer. Why do we have obligatory prayers, friends? Yeah? Because we are once at least a day, we are forced, because it's indispensable, it's obligatory to remember God in prayer. This is why we have obligatory prayers, and as Shoghi Effendi says, in these prayers, the obligatory prayers, are special powers. And he says, these powers are for our existence, for our being, they are essential. It is a command to receive, to open up to these powers which the prayer can, as a kind of vehicle, transfer to us or release within us. So prayer is in this sense an obligation. Because out of obedience, we follow this command. Yeah. Another, what we have to realize in this to open up for us this power of prayer is our station. Baha'u'llah explains to us that we, as high as we are in creation, the highest, all creation is for us, Baha'u'llah says. However, compared to the manifestation or compared to God, we are on the level in the station of servitude, all of us. Man is a servant. Yeah? There is no way around this fact. With this, being a servant comes that each one of us is weak and needy. It says in the writings, It says very clearly, let me just quote, because this is the best. You remember, for example, it is in the prayer for meetings, where Abdu Baha says, O our Lord, we are weak, and thou art the mighty, the powerful. We are needy, but thou art the sustainer and the powerful. Twice it is repeated that God is powerful, but we are low, we are in need of this power, therefore we have to pray. Yeah? Baha'u'llah makes it very clear that it behooves a servant to turn to the strong one. This is the basis for praying. But at the same time, it opens us up. Because how are we supposed to pray? It says, with utter humbleness, submissiveness. Our prayer should be a supplication. Yeah? So in this sense, on one hand, we realize our lowliness. We realize our station of servitude. On the other, we open ourselves up, and we can do this, because then we can receive this power of God through prayer that develops within the signs God wishes to use. This is this power of prayer in this what I would like as a first in showing to you. It is indispensable, obligatory, it is duty to pray. The question that, of course, you could say, do I always have to say these prayers, or can I also use my own thoughts, my own meditations, prayers, or whatever, my own words? Baha'u'llah makes it very clear that this is not. The revealed word has the power. Ours not. And it is obvious. I mean, how can a servant find the right word if he has the right way to send in a petition to the Lord? Yeah? So we are supposed not. We can meditate, of course, that's a different thing. Then we speak with our soul, that it remains with us. But prayer to the Lord, to the Mighty One, to who has power, powerful, that is in the words of the manifestation or the writings. Now, I mentioned humbleness, that this opens to us this, that we are ready for the influence of God in this case. So, it is humbleness is part of prayer, which is expressed, for example, in the obligatory prayers through certain movements which we take, which support this being humble in the state of servitude. In this now, I would like to go a little further, because these powers of God, this potency which the word, revealed word of God has, Baha'u'llah says they are innumerable, countless gifts that he will give to us. One of the signs, power, mercy, whatever. Yeah? Abdul Baha says, if you want to know the signs within us, we should very carefully read and listen to what it says. God is the mighty, the powerful, whatever we have in prayer. Then we know what we have as a potential. And through prayer, we can participate, we can partake, we can receive this as a gift, that it is developed within us. Now, it will only develop, we can only develop this sign within us, this special ability or capacity within us, which God wishes to. Abdu'l-Bahá makes it very clear. This is the only reason why we are a Baha'i. Because we have a certain sign God wishes to use. And this is released through the power of prayer, through the power of being submissive, acknowledging, recognizing the greatness, the mighty God. This, now let me explain a little further. These gifts which we have as Baha'is. The first of which Abdu'l-Bahá speaks is that we know that we have certainty. We know, we are convinced, it is a fact for us that what we read in prayer, what we implore, what we say, what we chant, will assist us. We have certainty. God says he will answer all the prayers of his servants. Not necessarily in the way I expect. Yeah? And it is obvious. I mean, why would I ask for something which is not good for me? But because I don't know, so I do. Yeah? I would say, What could I say? Well, the most obvious, for example, I want to get rich. Yeah? God did not decide that I should become rich, but I should become rich in children. Yeah? which is, friends, which is far better. You know, the older you get, the more you realize what a blessing this wealth is. Yeah? Children that love you, where you know you are welcome when you are old. Imagine what a treasure. Could I buy this with money? No. So useless to pray for money. But you pray for other things. And you have the certainty that God will in his way answer. You know, most probably also what Abdu'l-Bahá says, for example, about health. Yeah? That when we pray for good health, you saw me limping. Of course, it was not nice. But it was perhaps a good thing for me, because now I can walk and be happy again. And, you know, I enjoy walking. Before, I took it for granted. Why shouldn't I? You take it all for granted. But once you realize you need some pain or something, it's good. So you pray that it should not haunt you forever. But it is a good way, and God will, in his wisdom and power, help you to understand certainty. We have absolute certainty in the power of prayer. And therefore we accept. Confirmation. Bahá'u'lláh says that we have confirmation, and he says to us that this confirmation is, as he says, it is, let me just find it, he says, without confirmation, the weak will never become strong. That is, through confirmation, this power of prayer, we become strong, or as he says, then we will not only become strong, but we will also have an answer to our needs. This is the power of prayer which God has confirmed. Another is that we, Baha'u'llah says, through power, we are receiving, through prayer, we are receiving the gift of spirituality. In prayers, for example, prayer and meditation, you find that God explains to us that in spirituality, the potential we have for spirituality, we are at a certain threshold, a level in our spiritual development, which we are now crossing. Yeah? Here, Baha'u'llah says, we are at the highest of material development and at the beginning of spiritual development because of Baha'u'llah. Yeah? He has opened this way for us that, for example, we are no more dependent on our muscles or whatever, dependent on nature as such, but we have the capacity, the ability to live in this way. By the way, it is interesting to read, I guess you should accept that I quote here my parents, who came here as pilgrims, so it is pilgrim notes. But when they asked Shoghi Effendi, yeah, how will people in future, what will they do? He said, he referred to Abdul Baha, who has said that it is enough if we sleep a few hours. Shoghi Effendi mentioned 4. It is not for now. But he said, much less. Then my father asked, and what are we going to do with the rest of time? Abdul Baha said, pray. We shall pray and meditate. Now, I guess you cannot pray all the rest. That means 20 hours. But it is an indication of the need for prayer. And the more we are relieved from these duties, from this dependence on nature, the more we come out from darkness into light, the more we have this spiritual development. Yeah? Prayer is the means for spirituality. Now, another gift that Baha'u'llah links to prayer is to know true life. We all know that this life in which we are, this life in this world, is not what we would call the real life. Yeah? It is a preparation for the next life, which is the real life. This is the life, Abdul Baha compares it with the fetus in the womb of the mother. It is to prepare certain organs which we need in this spiritual world. Like we develop all these limbs, these fingers, whatever, this capacity to live in this life properly. So we have to develop here certain spiritual organs to live in the next world. Again, through prayer. Yeah? We have to prepare through prayer certain capacities, abilities, qualities for next life. If we fail, Baha'u'llah says, imagine it is like a child that cannot see, that cannot speak, that has no fingers. We are crippled. So prayer, the power of prayer God allows us as a gift is to prepare ourselves in this life for the life to to come. It's a very important feature we have to realize. Without this, we will not be able. But it is a gift of God that He allows us to develop, because we have it, we need that within us. Yeah? We just need this, like the baby needs the mother to, with the blood and all that what it needs in the womb of the mother to develop. It is for us through this lifeline, yeah, of prayer to develop. It's the same situation. The power flows through the prayer to allow us to prepare for the life beyond. Again, Abdu'l-Bahá makes it clear that we develop certain qualities in this spiritual development which are perhaps stronger than others. Yeah? It is not necessarily that you have to have as strong hands as you have here. Yeah? Others perhaps have less here and strong hands. But today, I would think, if I think of my sons-in-law, the one who is a welder is better off than others. You know what welding is? Working with metals. And he uses his hands. However, he is also quite good in business because he is an Asari. So, it is, friends, that we develop here this what is within us with the power of prayer in these different ways. There's another, Baha'u'llah says, we have to realize which we cannot get without the power of prayer, that is turning to Him, that is to receive assistance. Yeah? Now, whenever you read, for example, prayers, when you read Tablets of Divine Plan, then you will become aware that confirmation, assistance, is very often linked to the fact that we have to pray and to teach. We have not only to take in, to imbibe, but we have to give it back. The simple process of going through the Ruhi courses and outreach, yeah? Just to have it mentioned. But it is that in this way that we receive and we give, yeah? That we get assistance. The power of prayer comes to us through this process of accepting the gift and according to our capacity, our ability for which we were chosen, to apply it, to use it. And a vehicle is teaching. It can be many ways. But it is this exchange. Yeah? Not keeping it for ourselves. We have no monks or nuns, yeah, who only pray. It was right in the past, all right, but not today. Giving and taking is a part of this in prayer. Now, we often use the word empowerment. Yeah? When you read carefully, when you read the prayers, you will find again and again that God tells us that He gives us powers. Or we ask for powers. Yeah? This giving us powers is empowerment. A special gift of empowerment is, according to Abdu'l-Bahá, that we have an ability to transform ourselves. Abdu'l-Bahá speaks in many, many of his tablets, he speaks of transformation of our character, he speaks of the transformation, of course, of mankind, society, but the basis is the transformation of the individual. This transformation is explained by Abdu'l-Bahá in a number of tablets in a very, very interesting way. He tells us that we should realize iron, you know, iron, which we find in the soil. He says iron has certain qualities which are of the earth. It is solid, it is black, it is cold. He says this is iron. However, it needs to throw this iron into the furnace, into an oven, into heat, and then this iron will take the characteristics, not anymore of earth, but of heat. It will change and become, as Abdu'l-Bahá says, red, glowing, and fluid. This, he says, this is transformation. And he says, this is what happens to us when we accept Baha'u'llah, when we transform. Therefore, he says, we have always to remember this and always to pray. Without it, we cannot be true Baha'is. Because this process of transformation, this is not only once. Baha'u'llah tells us, for example, in one of his tablets, revealed after the Kitab-i Aqdas, he tells us that the purity of gold is increased the more it is thrown again and again into the furnace. Yeah? Therefore, we constantly have what we might call tests. Yeah? Abdu'l-Bahá says a Baha'i cannot live without tests. If we live without tests, we are spiritually dead. We have to have tests. And he says, you can have perhaps enough tests, but he says, if you feel you have not enough tests, pray for tests. Yeah? Because through tests, through this power that God has given us, certainty, confirmation, spirituality, therefore we can stand the tests. We can cope with tests. And in this way, the gold of our soul, of us, becomes purer. Yeah? So transformation that is from lower qualities to higher qualities, iron to steel, impure gold to pure gold. This is a special power that God has granted us. And in this sense, it is an empowerment to change ourselves, not to remain. It is in our own hands. But if we accept this, if we accept, for example, tests, then we improve. Abdu'l-Bahá speaks of a necessity of going through tests because otherwise there is no perfection. He says, neither perfection nor nearness to God. another, which is very unusual and not in earlier religions. This is that, well, let me give you the example of Paula, that he says, he has given me, us human beings, everything in nature, in creation. We can enjoy it within a certain limit, but we can enjoy it. It is for us. However, he says, I have reserved for myself the hearts of men. This what is most important for us in this life, what keeps us alive, our heart. It doesn't belong to us. It is God's. Yeah? Now, it is interesting that, again, Paola says, he says, these cities of men's hearts. Yeah? So, our heart is like a city. A city in the past had a gate, or gates, through which you had to pass. It was especially difficult in Jerusalem, because there was the needle's eye. Yeah? You know why it was? Huh? It was a very low gate. You had to go down. You had to be meek. You had to be submissive to enter a holy city. It was a symbol. Huh? Remember that. Today you go for different reasons to, and in a different way to Jerusalem, but remember that. It's good for us to remember these things from the past. Now, the cities, or the gates to the cities of men's hearts, Paula says, are the believers are in this day as the keys. Now, this is really interesting. If you think, we are keys. A key is an instrument, fine, but a key is and is to be used. God uses us. But it's interesting, God, why would God use or need a key? Couldn't he do it himself? No, he wishes us to be a key. That is a selfless, mere instrument. As Shoghi Effendi defines, the best believer is a believer who is a channel for the flow of the spirit. It's another image, but a key. Now, a key can be certainly different. We have all kinds of keys, beautiful keys, old keys, gold keys, little ones. Yeah? But this forces us to find our lock in teaching. Once we find the right lock for a little key, then it will open up the gate of the city. Then, on behalf of God, I open this gate of the city. Imagine what a blessing. What is distinction? But the need is to be a key, selfless and an instrument. There is one aspect, Abdu'l-Bahá says, in prayer, which is sadly neglected. And it is obvious that we have not learned to draw on this kind of power in prayer. Abdu'l-Bahá says we use prayer for all kinds of reasons. We use it for health, I mentioned already. We use it for protection, for guidance. You know what? Our prayer book is full of purposes and needs for prayer. Yeah. And so we plea, we entreat, we ask, we wish, we whatever. That is, we want from God, yeah, that He is to give us from His power or from His benevolence, from His mercy. But Abdu'l-Bahá says, what we forget is the other way, that we are grateful. We have prayers for gratitude, quite a lot, but perhaps because they are not so frequent as our requests, they are not so often to find, obviously, for us. We don't use them so much, friends. It is interesting. Yeah? Abdu'l-Bahá says this is cutting ourselves off. He doesn't say it in these words, but he says this is cutting off, like cutting off a certain power that is not from the mighty, the powerful, the Lord, to the needy, the servant, who is weak, but it is from the weak to express that he is grateful, the prayer of thanksgiving. And he says, this is especially pleasing to God. I guess it would also be to us. If we had always to give, wouldn't we also wish to receive something? Isn't this a necessity for us to remember that also this gives us special power? And if it is only that we realize that whilst we were weak before, we changed, we transformed. You remember the prayer where it says, God changes a gnat into an eagle, a drop into rivers and seas, atom into suns. This is what we should realize. The power of God transforms us, and this is a reason to thank God for it. When Abdu'l-Bahá was in Paris talking to his audience, he said, we should realize one thing, that is that we are chosen by God. And he says, we are chosen, as he says, to be messengers of his love. And he says, bearers of his spiritual gifts. And then he says, thank God with all your hearts that such a privilege has been given unto you. And then, for a life devoted to praise is not too long in which to thank God for such a favor. The Bab says, if we thank God 24 hours a day, it's not enough. It's the same thing. But gratitude, thanksgiving, is a power in prayer which is not so known to us, which we have perhaps not so much experienced. What we look for is help. And this, I told you, this is one of the reasons why we ask. We ask to come on a prayer list. We ask for prayers from others. Your friends ask you to go to the shrine and pray because they need, they are in need, they are weak. But perhaps they should also ask you to thank God. Huh? Now, it's interesting, a thought that Abdu Baha says, we do not do it enough. It is really also one thought that shows itself in this idea of gratitude or thanksgiving, that is that we are chosen. Chosen. Because this is what Abdu Baha said in Paris. It is that we are chosen by God. In other tablets, Abdu Baha tells us very clearly that we were chosen because of our abilities and capacities. I mentioned this before, which lie hid in us. But we were chosen by God. It's not that we choose God. We were chosen by God as a key, as an instrument, to perform part of his will. Therefore, Abdu Baha says, for example, in selection of his writings, he says, "Thank thou God for having enabled thee to enter into his kingdom of might." We become transformed, as I said, from a gnat into an eagle. Look at the eagles in our gardens, the sign of power, reminding us when we go to the shrines of this power of God. Now, the last. It is a special power, Abdu Baha says, of which we are not really aware when we pray, that it is a power to purify us. I mentioned already the gold through tests, in the furnace, in heat, that it becomes purer. Now, with praying, it needn't be in the heat. In praying, we purify ourselves. Baha'u'llah says the process, or what happens in prayer, is that we set aside the defilement of this world, the impurities of this world, by concentrating ourselves on something higher, better, that is greater. In this way, we should also look at the power of prayer, a means to purify us. The Bab says, in selection of his writings, that this kind of prayer, where we try to feel more purified, to detach ourselves, detachment, he says, this kind of prayer is regarded as the most acceptable means for attaining nearness unto God. Friends, we come to the end. Let me close with the words I guess all of us know. The funny thing is, I don't know them in English, I know them only in German. Perhaps this brings me back to what I said in the beginning, where I learned the fear of God, but I learned it in German. So, most of us learn it now in English, but it is part of the obligatory prayer. It says, "Make of my prayer a fire that will burn away the veils which have shut me out from thy beauty, and a light that will lead me unto the ocean of thy presence. Remember, this is the power of prayer. Thank you, dear friends, for your attention.